For now, on Nicole.
Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream. The dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Well, the Supreme Court seems poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and so naturally the world's most hateful people are patting themselves on the back for being pro-life. You know, calling them pro-life is like calling Joe Exotic cute and cuddly because you saw one picture of him with a baby tiger. Like, yeah, that's one thing. Do you know all the other things about that lunatic son of a bitch? Because it paints a pretty different picture. They ain't pro-life. We're the only ones that give a shit about lives. We're like, hey, we should do a better job protecting the lives of our school children. They're like, you don't be good for that. More death machines. Their number one hero right now is the Justin Bieber of getting away with murder. If we propose fixing the healthcare system, then suddenly the lives of the poor and disadvantaged are matters of personal responsibility. They all got a hard on for war. Let Clint Eastwood crank out another movie where Muslims get exploded and watch them start popping Star Spangled Boners all over the place. All right, they love that shit. If another black man gets his life taken by the police, they will fall over themselves to see who can devalue said life the fastest. They have personally contributed to hundreds of thousands of Americans losing their lives because they somehow determined that masks and vaccines were for cucks. And then there's the fact that they seem hell-bent on using the bottom line to strangle the planet to death, which happens to be where all the f***ing life is. So they are not pro-life, and now they're going to undo decades of reproductive progress, and you just know when this new wave of children are born poor and unwanted in Mississippi, and as such have a horrible quality of life, these motherfuckers will be nowhere to be found. All right? And it's all happening because the political configuration of our nation's highest court aligned itself appropriately for once, just because, you know, the right woman died at the wrong time with the wrong man in the right office and all this other arbitrary cosmic dice roll bullshit that's going to result in the fundamental rights of millions of Americans being stripped away. We need to reevaluate some of these systems, man. Like, they got the right lunatics in place, and now the rest of us just have to deal with them forever now. I mean, the idea of serving for life was one thing when 80% of people just pluck chickens in the mud for 40 years and then cough to death. But now that we have medicine and shit, we should probably circle back to that. Okay? Why does this country have to be ran primarily by mummified regressionists who are older than the dirt they sleep in? We need some people that know about the internet making decisions around here. God damn it. All right. Anyway, I love y'all. Bye.
Trey Crowder. Trey. Yes, making the point that we made yesterday, the idea that the GOP is pro-life is just hysterical. Why? It's concert worthy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's stage worthy material. It is. It's just wow. And I just want you to know that tomorrow night at midnight, while you and me will be enjoying a light beverage and perhaps something delicious from our own gardens, the government of the United States of America, while it's facing another variant in the COVID pandemic saga, might just shut down. Yes. And do you know upon what hill the Republicans want to die in their pro-life, bat crap crazy world? Their anti-mask mandates and anti-vaccine and anti-testing. Seriously. And they have said, Ted Cruz especially has said, that we should use the leverage, this is a quote, we should use the leverage we have to fight against what are illegal, unconstitutional, abusive mandates, meaning testing, masks, and vaccines, which, by the way, are not really mandated unless you work for a private company and they have decided to tell you that if you would like to come to work, you either need to be tested or masked or both and then vaccinated in other work settings. This is the hill they have chosen to sacrifice the government upon while they say they're pro-life. Literally, they're sitting there saying, I hope these people die. I hope they die unvaccinated, unmasked. I hope they die without, you know, having to social. I hope they die. I really hope they contract the COVID and die. And die quickly, by the way, because we don't want to expand healthcare, which is what Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan would do. So we're not into that either. We're all no votes on expanding the healthcare coverage known as Medicaid to the 12 Republican states, primarily in the South, that they refused, the Republican governors in those states refused to expand, even though it didn't cost them one red cent. But they're pro-life. They're pro-life. Now, I got to tell you, you know, the last time the government shut down, Donald Trump shut it down. Why did he shut it down? What was his hill that he wanted? He wanted his wall money. He wanted wall money. And Chuck Schumer literally went to the Oval. Do you remember this at all? Chuck Schumer, the last time, right? This is the last time. Because Trump shut it down twice. First time he tried to blame Schumer. The second time he tried to blame Schumer. And then he said, you know what? I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to blame you. I'm going to take the blame. I'm going to shut down. And they did. They shut down the government. It costs, you know, like $1 billion a week to shut down the government. But who does that in the middle of a pandemic except for a guy who is pro-life? I mean, it is so. So what they do is they literally say, I'm going to take away all your information, all the tools that the government or you or your company has in order to make the workplace less safe and more infectious, because that's what I want to be for, a unsafe, infectious workplace. I'm going to threaten to shut down the government and furlough, like air traffic controllers, right? Furlough people, or make people show up to their TSA jobs where guns are just magically going off in people's luggage. Did they ever find that guy? Does anybody ever know if they found that? You know the story I'm talking about? It was in Atlanta. It was at Hartsfield, that big giant airport where there's, what, 4,892 cameras focused exactly on the security areas. So a guy tried to, you know, you're allowed to carry a gun because, you know, it's, you know, a gun is a pro-life utensil. I don't know. A pro-life appliance? I have no earthly idea, you know, how you could be pro-life and, you know, say, hey, in the midst of a pandemic when people are getting, like, seriously violent with flight attendants, more guns would be good, right? More guns, because the only thing to stop a bad flight attendant is a good guy with a gun. I don't know how that works anymore. I'm so confused. But so a guy was trying to board a plane with a gun in his checked luggage, which right now, you know, the next Supreme Court case, I don't know if you realize this, the next Supreme Court case is the New York gun law, where you're not allowed to open carry without a need, without, you know, demonstrating that you do something that's high risk, like carry large amounts of cash, you know, for your business or something like this, right? So they're going to go after the New York gun laws and they're going to put guns all over the streets in New York and then point to it and say, look at the gun violence in New York. Yeah, something like that. But okay, so you're allowed to carry a gun on an airplane, but only in the checked baggage. And it has to be unloaded. Well, this guy had a loaded gun in his carry-on. And when it went through the screening process, of course, the TSA person who's, what, making a whopping $26,000 a year to wear polyester all day, who you expect to be in a good mood after wearing polyester all day. I don't even know where your ideas come from, but spotted the gun and was going to flag it. And this guy apparently knew that the gun was in there and it was loaded, and he grabbed for it before they could take it from him, because the only way you will take my gun is from my cold, running away from you hands or some such crap. How does that go? I don't know. I forget. And the guy, turns out, is a felon on top of it. Shouldn't have had a gun, let alone in a carry-on bag, let alone loaded, and ran away. And nobody in that vast airport was able to capture him. But they're pro-life, you know. Just remember, they're pro-life. But they're going to shut down the government in the middle of a pandemic because they don't want people to have to protect each other from community spread of a respiratory virus, right? But they're pro-life. I mean, give me a break.